1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield. This is Badger Hockey.
Lifts and shoots and scores!
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance, because your dreams deserve a champion. And by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. Badger Hockey is on the air.
Steve Hershkin at our Learfield studios in Jefferson City, Missouri, former Badgers defenseman and assistant coach Ian Perrin alongside. I'm Brian Posick. Well, the Wisconsin Badgers improved to 9-12 last season, 2-9 in the Big Ten, or last night, 2-9 in the Big Ten with a 2-0 win over Notre Dame. Jared Moe, very good in goal, stopping all 27 shots he faced for his third shutout of the season. Two second period goals. Initially, the first one on a power play credited to Tyson Jugnauth. It actually was changed to Carson Bantle, who deflected it in front of the Notre Dame net, and then Corson Kuhlman squeaked one in, and the Badgers held on despite giving up 12 shots on goal in the third period. Defensively, though, last night, Ian, that was one of the better efforts Wisconsin's had all year.
Yeah, well, let's all just hope that the first and second period team from last night shows up, because they won board battles, they were good down low, they had their head up, they broke out. Everything that they did was stick to stick, and then in the third period, it's just like the floodgates opened up. They were reaching, they were tired, they were making bad decisions. But the first two periods, that's as good a two periods of hockey as that I've seen the Badgers play all year.
Yeah, and you think about Notre Dame and their head coach, Jeff Jackson. It's been a battle for them each and every night. They're now a game under 500 overall, 200 500 overall in league play as well. He's a wily old veteran. I'm sure he's going to change a few things tonight, don't you think?
Well, he will. He is. And, you know, the prognosticators of the early part of the season had him doing... When they saw the initial freshman class, of which there was only four, I think they were a little suspect. But when you start adding in the seven or eight transfer kids, this is an older, experienced team. And the transfers that they got in, people like Ben Brinkman, I mean, those are no slouches. Mm-hmm. I mean, those are people who should be able to step into a college lineup after 4 years of playing experience and make an impact. And to be honest with you, I don't think very many of their transfers made an impact last night, in my book, anyway.
They're averaging 2.3 goals per game. It's a team that's still trying to figure out its line combinations. So Notre Dame, 9-10-2 overall, 4-6-1 in league play. Badgers haven't had a Big Ten sweep since last January against Michigan State in this building. We'll see if they can pull off that feat here today against the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. Ryan Bischel back in goal for the Irish. Jared Moe back in goal for the Badgers. And we'll hear from head coach Tony Granato when we come back. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Pride.
Left corner, three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
When times get dark, we can't see the help that's all around us. Let 211 be your guiding light for help with food, healthcare, and other resources.
211, how can I help you?
Call 211 or visit 211.org. 211, get connected, get help.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation with I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
This is your land, and you love it. Every day you look out your window to watch the wildlife, who also call your land home. The animals who bring life to your land. You know their daily and seasonal habits, what they eat, and when their young are born. As a caring landowner, you can't bear to think about what might happen to them and to this special place in the future. Your dream is for your land to remain this way forever. The Wildlife Land Trust can help you. Keep your land free from development forever and protect the animals you've come to know so well from hunting and trapping. As part of the Humane Society of the United States, the Wildlife Land Trust preserves wildlife habitat and safeguards the animals who rely on it. Without such protections, your dream, your land, and its wildlife could be lost forever. If you have land and wildlife that you want to see preserved and protected, the Wildlife Land Trust can help. Call 1-800-729-SAVE. That's 1-800-729-SAVE. Or go to wildlifelandtrust.org. Your dream, our mission.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Lows around 10 above. Tonight, under mainly cloudy skies, southwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Highs level off around 29. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun. Partly cloudy again. Tomorrow night, 14. Temperatures a bit above average Monday and Tuesday with highs in the low 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 17.
Welcome back to the Kohl Center in Madison. Wisconsin and Notre Dame wrap up their weekend series tonight, joined by Badgers head coach Tony Granato. Wisconsin, a 2-0 win last night behind the goaltending of Jared Moe. Tony, that may have been the most complete defensive effort your club had all season. Really good from the goal mouth out last night.
Yeah, I thought so too. And then when we had breakdowns and we needed a shot block, we got them. We collapsed the net really well. I think there was that one little flurry there where Mosey had to make two saves in a row and then had to slide over and cover what was potentially an empty door back door play. Got a glove on. So I thought, you know, we were very good defensively. I thought, especially the first two periods, we played in the offensive zone, so we didn't have to play a lot of defense. Right. I thought the puck protection and how we moved in the offensive zone was really good. In the third period, they had their push. Their D jumped into play a lot and created some stuff. But I thought, all in all, defensively, we held their own in their own end.
Yeah, and oftentimes when we talk about team defenses, the goaltenders and the defensemen, but the forwards have to pitch in too, and they were good, especially in the first two periods last night.
Absolutely, and I think that's been, you know, the kind of the message all year. The better we play as forwards, the better our D can be, and the better our D and forwards can be, it gives the goalie a chance to be great. And last night we gave a chance for Mosey to be great. That's, if you look at the last three games, you know, we've given up, knock on wood, but we've given up one even strength goal and over those games. So we are playing better defensively. Some of our younger defensemen are more experienced now, and sure. And I think just like you mentioned, the forwards are being a little bit more responsible and doing a better job of helping our D out.
You mentioned Jared too. It looks like he's locked in.
He is, and you see the confidence that he has about being able to be high in the crease and be a little bit more aggressive, because he's got confidence in his defensemen, especially on the sides of the net. And I think that's a big part of his confidence right now is respecting the fact that his teammates are doing what they're supposed to do to help him.
Badgers and Fighting Irish again tonight. More with Tony Granato in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Wisconsin and Notre Dame again tonight. Face off a little bit after 5:30 here Central Time. And a couple of goals in the second period last night. One on a power play that was eventually credited to Carson Vantle. And then Corson Kuhlemans snuck one in to make it 2-0. First, as far as the power play is concerned, I know you'd like to generate more, but it's not how. It's how many. And you found the back of the net there. That was a big goal for you at the time.
Well, it was really important. I think what they recognized is that one of their players lost a stick and they had an opportunity to get a shot through. Which, you know, that's their bread and butter on the PK, is being able to front shots and force you to shoot wide. Well, you lose a stick, and Tyson took advantage of it. I think Cruz noticed it and got the puck right to Tyson. And I thought all night long on that power play, we had the four shots. Bantle was in a great position on all of them. Two of them hit him, one of them just went, you know, wide, but the whole time the goalie was deep in his net. Sure. So Bantle deserved that one, being in position, and obviously a big goal. The first goal against Notre Dame is huge. They can tighten it up and they get a lead. They're tough to play against. So it was good for us to get that lead. And like you said, the second one kind of trickled through their goalie's leg. One I'm sure that goalie doesn't let in very often. Yeah. And that was a big one for us to kind of relax and settle into the game. And we were able to, you know, just play solid enough in the third to hold up against their push, because they're a hardworking team and grinding team. We need to be better tonight, and it should be fun to see how they're going to respond to last night as well.
As far as Corson's goal, it was about time your club was rewarded for one that, you know, I mean, I don't know if it was puck luck or what, but the bounces haven't gone your way offensively this year.
No, you always, you know, think if you throw enough to the net, sooner or later you're going to get one. That one was one that didn't bounce off anything; it just went through them.
Right.
So it was a little bit uncharacteristic. Like, you know, we've had opportunities inside the nets where you're throwing pucks there and they trickle and they hold on the back of the line. So it was nice for us to see us get one like that.
Yeah. Tyce Malonic back in the lineup last night. Won't play tonight, but he hadn't played in a while. How did he look?
He was good, real good. I thought he created a lot on forecheck, especially first two periods. He skates so well.
Yeah.
I think, you know, just his anxiousness and his excitement of being back after not playing for so long certainly showed in his enthusiasm, on how he got ready for the game and how he played last night. So it's nice to get him back in the lineup. Charlie Stram will be back tonight. That's big. Horvath's still out. But, Sam Stang was able to play center and do a really good job down the middle. So I think that gives us more flexibility as the season moves along as well.
Badgers and the Fighting Irish tonight. That's head coach Tony Granato. We'll have more from the American Family Insurance broadcast booth in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Meet. My name is Corporal Bradley Joseph Seitz.
Jerry Reed.
Kate Weber.
These are real veterans facing a real challenge.
I have PTSD.
And I have PTSD.
I have PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder can happen to anyone.
I was still in a war zone in my mind.
But treatment can turn your life around.
Treatment has really saved my life.
To learn about PTSD and how treatment can help you, call your local VA medical center or visit ptsd.va.gov.
All right, class. Let's hear what everyone did this weekend. Jill?
Well, I raised my older sister to a big oak tree. It was at least 100 years old. My mom said I must have set a record or something. And then we went down by a stream and perched up on this huge rock and saw all these little minnows swimming around way below us. And then I rescued my little brother from an evil slug king who was guarding him at the bush fortress. And my sister and I brought him back to our super twig fort for safety. And then we all laid out and told stories until it got dark. And the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Wow! Awesome!
Where were you, Jill?
Yeah.
We went to the forest. It's not that far away. Anyone want to come this weekend?
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week and find the fun, adventurous you. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Remember when you could turn on the radio and hear a song you'd never heard before? A song that would make you tap your feet, snap your fingers, maybe get up and dance a little? A song that once you heard it made you say, that's a surefire hit. Those days are gone. Or are they? Tune in on Sunday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. and catch Seth Faces the Music on WFHR. The premise is simple. Every week I pick a theme and find songs that fit the theme. It's so simple yet so good. Join me, won't you, for Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio WFHR.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life and a brighter future. Children International and friends like you are giving these children a chance to achieve their dreams by ensuring that they have access to healthcare, education, life skills, and more so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today.
Wisconsin getting ready for its series finale against Notre Dame, shooting for a sweep of the Fighting Irish, who ended Wisconsin's season a year ago. Ian, as far as Notre Dame, lead coaches picked the Irish to finish second in the Big Ten this season. They went 28-12 a year ago, made it to the regional final. They gave up only 75 goals in Big Ten play last season. They were rocked down defensively, but, you know, they lost some key pieces. Goaltender Matthew Galita, second team forward Max Ellis, who had 16 goals. Spencer Stastny, one of the most consistent, very solid defensemen. Also, they lost Graham Slaggart, who turned pro, now playing with the Toronto Marlies. And you mentioned they had brought in a few transfers, but this is a team that's underachieving right now. From what you saw on the ice, what do you think's missing?
Scorers. They mimic the Badgers, to be honest with you. They work hard. I think their defensive zone coverage is as good as we've seen all year. But the fact of the matter being is that when they had a lot of shots, two things happened. Either Mo was very good or the Badger defensemen were blocking them. And for whatever reason, even when they did get quality shots, they weren't finding the back of the net. And so scoring is going to be at a premium for Notre Dame for the rest of the year, unless a couple of these three youngsters that they brought in, three out of the four youngsters that they brought in, were proven scorers but haven't shown that at the collegiate level.
Yeah, 14 times this season Notre Dame scored two goals or less. They're 3-10-1 in those games. Their leading goal scorer is junior Ryder Ralston, who has six. Their second leading goal scorer is a defenseman, Nick Lieberman, who has five. Badgers and the Fighting Irish. We'll tell you what else is going on in the Big Ten in a couple of moments. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Wisconsin women's sports are elite. Badger volleyball, the reigning national champions. Women's hockey, one of the best of all time with six championships. Women's soccer, two-time Big Ten champs. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with superior rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day. So Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Preparation. It's the key to success on game day. And like your favorite Badgers on the field, you need to be ready right from the opening kickoff. Cenex has your pregame routine covered. We've got your salty snacks, your sweet treats, ice-cold beverages to wash them down, and fresh tanks of propane to fire up the grill. Fuel your fandom at your local Cenex station. Badger Pride, powered locally.
Wisconsin and Notre Dame drop the puck here at the Kohl Center shortly. Still some time for you to come on out and check out the Badgers, who return here next Friday to play an exhibition game against the United States under 18 team. And then the following weekend, the Ohio State Buckeyes come to town. And Ohio State has now won five in a row. The Buckeyes at home complete a sweep of Michigan State today. OSU a 6-0 win over the Spartans. Joe Dunlap had a couple of goals. Jakub Dobish with 32 saves. You know, Ian, Michigan State under new head coach Adam Nightingale started the season 11-4-1. Really the feel-good story in Big Ten hockey to start the year, but since then they've lost seven of their last eight.
Well, I was just about to say they're like the opposite mirror image of the Badgers. The Badgers started out, didn't have such a great first half, but reality has set in Michigan State, and I think people have figured out what he is doing in order to get them to score goals, because it wasn't for a lack of scoring goals. It was a lack of defensive coverage that was really killing Michigan State here in the last 6-8 games.
Michigan had an exhibition game against the U.S. under 18 team last night and won 7-6. They were down 3-1. Mackie Samuskevich had 2 goals and 4 points for the Wolverines. We'll see the under 18 team, like I mentioned, next Friday. They're a team, very talented. They've beaten Michigan State, Notre Dame, Michigan Tech. Who else have they beaten? BU, they beat Yale. I know they had a 1-goal loss to Minnesota, same against North Dakota, same against Michigan now, but they're a very good team that we'll see next week. And Minnesota's got a home-and-home series with St. Cloud State that starts today. Gophers have won 5 in a row in 9 of 10. They appear to be the class of the Big Ten. Do you agree?
Yeah, I agree. And that series against St. Cloud, or what do they call that, the county battle? One's Minneapolis is in one county, Hennepin County or whatever it is, and then the other is St. Cloud. There's no love lost.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see that 90% of the kids on both teams are Minnesotans,
right,
graduates, whatever it is. So, yeah, there's a lot of bragging rights going on. It would be an interesting series. You could cut the intensity with a knife, I'm pretty sure, during that game.
Yeah, that'd be fun. By the way, the Wisconsin women lost at home to Duluth today 3-1. They'll wrap up that series tomorrow at noon at LeBron Arena. We'll set the line charts for you when we come back. It's Wisconsin and Notre Dame. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Together, we can turn a stairwell into an ER at a moment's notice. Together, we can turn a rescue ship for refugees into a maternity ward. Together, we can vaccinate 710,000 people in just 11 days. Together, we can deliver medical care where the need is greatest. Together, we are Doctors Without Borders. Doctors Without Borders goes where others don't to provide life-saving medical care to people caught in crisis situations around the world. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things, even committed some crimes, but I am not a criminal.
I worked for youth advocate programs, I was Tamani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, and get a job.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
As Jalen's YAP advocate, I'm always here for her.
YAP is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration and neighborhood violence. Youth advocate programs. Learn how at yapinc.org.
Wisconsin and Notre Dame here tonight. We take a look at the UW Health Sports Medicine injury update. Treating the Badgers, treating you. UW Health Sports Medicine, the Badgers in good shape. Ty Spilmonic returned to the lineup last night after missing the previous 14 games for personal reasons. He will not play tonight. Charlie Stremel back in the lineup for the Badgers. We get to our quick trip lineups, Ian. And Stremel, who played for the United States at the World Junior Championship in Nova Scotia, won a bronze medal with the Americans, was in town last night, but did not play. He will play tonight, his third game in 4 days, but he was playing well when he joined Team USA for the World Juniors.
Yeah, he was, and I think that that level of competition will just make Charlie Stremel better. I mean, you know, to play at that level of competition, and you can't take a shift off when you're playing in the World Juniors, don't get me wrong. Not only will the coaching staff recognize it and set you down and talk to you about it, but the other team will take advantage if you don't play well.
Yeah, Stremel will center the second line with Zach Erdahl and Sam Stang. Stang had moved into the centerman's position with Stremel gone, and he played pretty well, didn't he?
He played well, except that I blamed him for our first game that we didn't win more face-offs than the other team last night. I just blame it on Sam because he's not a natural center iceman, I guess.
Sure. Stang will be on the right wing, Stremel in the middle, Erdahl on the left wing. The top line on Tony Granato's chart, left to right, Matthew D. St. Foul, Brock Caulfield, Cruz Lucius. Lucius has been on a roll, an assist last night. He's got a five-game point scoring streak. He's got 15 points in his last 12 games. He sees the ice in the game pretty well, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does, and I think the only thing that people have to work on with him is look over your shoulder, because you're going to get pickpocketed at the blue line more times than not if you keep slowing down.
The third line for the Badgers, left to right, Carson Bantle, Owen Lindmark, and Jack Gorniak. Bantle was credited with the power play goal last night. You know, he was snake bit for so long this season, but he's now putting the puck away, and it doesn't matter if it comes off his stick or his backside or his noggin, you know?
Well, I was impressed with the fact that Jugnot took that shot. Bantle was obviously the man in front screening everything, but I was more happy to see Carson Bantle get up after he went head first into the boards than I was for any goal that he's going to score this year.
Four goals in the last eight games for Bantle. In the fourth line, Liam Malmquist, Dominic Mersch, the captain at center, Robbie Newton on the right wing. Defensive pairs, Tyson Jugnauth and Anthony Kerr. Mike Forlicky with Corson Kuhlemans, Daniel Lodge, and Ben Dexheimer. Luke Lemaster, the extra skater, and Jared Moe in goal, the senior from New Prague, Minnesota, 8-9 with a .261 goals against, a .917 save percentage. He has three shutouts this season. He has four now for his career, which is tied for 10th all-time in program history with Mark Farrand and Jack Berry. Four career shutouts for Jared Moe. As for Notre Dame, they're going to go with Ryan Bischel in goal. Bischel, the senior from Medina, Minnesota, this season is 9-10-1, a .250 goals against, a .927 save percentage. He has four shutouts. Nick Lieberman, the team captain, one of the defensemen paired with Hudson, Wisconsin native Chase Blackman. And the top line on Jeff Jackson's line chart is sophomore Justin Janicki on the left wing. Chase Primo, a transfer from UNO, in the middle, and Landon Slack on the right wing, the junior from South Bend. The Badgers and the Fighting Irish and the opening faceoff brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt is coming up next. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Calling all Badger hockey fans, the Wisconsin Badgers and Kohler's restaurants are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit any participating Wisconsin Kohler's restaurant and register your child for a chance to be the Kohler's Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive four game tickets, a Kohler's gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Kohler's, proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number one in the Big Ten. Football, number one in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the best of all time with six championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number one rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger hockey is on the air.
Near center ice, he'll fire one towards the net and scores! Big glove save, he snatches it out of the air, looks to the logo, shoots and scores! 2-on-1, but I think he's low on gas, but gets it to Caulfield. Caulfield shoots and scores!
Badger hockey is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. It's time to drop the puck and hit the ice.
Along with Ian Parent, I'm Brian Posick. The referees tonight, same as last night, Andrew Brueggemann, Kenny Anderson, the linesman Dan Cohen, and Mike Daltrey. The opening faceoff brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Start your day with thick, creamy, and all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Notre Dame out in navy blue uniforms with a golden domes. They'll attack the goal to our right where Jared Moe stands, and Wisconsin in its white uniforms and the Cardinal helmets and trim will attack the goal to our left where Ryan Bischel's crouched over getting himself prepared for tonight's series finale.
Did you see those guys outside the entrance door to the Kohl Center today? They were all standing in the fencing pose with their Notre Dame stuff on.
I did not see
that. I said, what are you guys looking for? And they said, Capo.
Capo Bianco. We're all looking for Capo tonight. Notre Dame won the opening faceoff, put it down to the Wisconsin zone to our right. Carson Bantle on the near wall, though, able to jam it free. It slides down Notre Dame's way, and that's where Ben Brinkman, the former Minnesota Golden Gopher, retrieved the puck. Bavaro, defenseman, flings it ahead for Justin Janicki. Couldn't handle the bouncing puck. Gorniak and Lindmark throwing their bodies around. Notre Dame plays it deep. Ben Dexheimer goes to get it for Wisconsin, the freshman defenseman. Team with Daniel Lodge, the sophomore D-man. Lindmark, Bantle, Jack Gorniak on the ice right now for Wisconsin. Tony Granato, his seventh season, 101 wins, 120 losses, and 16 ties. Earned victory number 100 a couple of weeks ago, or a week ago, actually, in Milwaukee against Lake Superior State. Trevor Janicki for Notre Dame cycles on the near side wall. Jesse Lansdell out to the point now. It's Lieberman, the left-handed defenseman, redirected in front by Janicki and went over the glove of Mo, but hit the far post. And now Brock Caulfield tackled an Irishman right near the Badgers' cage. Delayed penalty coming up on Wisconsin. Extra attacker for Notre Dame. Pass comes free. Chase Blackman, right-handed defenseman, and Wisconsin native, tried to go D to D, but his pass out through center. Notre Dame has to touch up. Empty net to our left.
I thought we were going to see another one.
Jackson Pearson was stick handling with a puck and almost got tripped down by Lucius. He almost fell down, and the puck could have gone into the Notre Dame net, but a penalty on Wisconsin's Caulfield for holding at 1:26, and Notre Dame an early power play.
Only his second penalty of the year for Brock Caulfield. It's not like he's anywhere near his line mates in the amount of penalty minutes that he picks in, but it was a pretty obvious call. He did the right thing, to be honest with you. It saved a goal, so those are the type of penalties that you want to take. It's going to save a goal. Go for it.
Oh, Lindmark, defensive zone faceoff, lost it. Notre Dame at the blue line. It's there Blackman. His shot blocked by Liam Malmquist. He's now in pursuit of Blackman, who threw it back to Chase Primo. And now here's Lieberman, left-handed defenseman, through the center circle. To the left wing he goes, and Primo, he's a lefty as well, good-sized young lad. Here's Blackman now, top of the right circle, works his way to the goal line. Puck off the stick of Slaggart, didn't handle it cleanly. Kerr now in the corner, tried to move it along for Malmquist, but Blackman stepped in. Now Luke LeMaster for Wisconsin defensively behind the Badgers' net, able to jam the puck free, and Wisconsin's able to clear it out to center. 40 seconds gone by in the Notre Dame power play, and the Badgers' Kerr wins it free again and sends it down. Both teams will change, and Wisconsin with new penalty killers. Sam Stang, Dominic Mersch, Mike Vorlicki, and Corson Kuhlemans. No score, 2:20 into the opening period. Wisconsin a 2-0 win last night. Here's Jesse Lansdell, left-hander. Had the puck, lost the puck, got it back, and then took it back from Hunter Strand, his teammate. Lansdell loves to throw his body around, put his shoulder into Kuhlemans and knocked him down. Long-range shot. That went off of Badger. Lansdell goes to get it. Pearson straight away. Bavaro now thought about shooting. Big right-handed defenseman. Here's Pearson. He will shoot.
There
That's blocked by Kuhlemans. He came out to challenge that shot and got the job done. Strand to the point now. Bavaro back to Hunter Strand. Strand to the goal line. Lansdell lifted his stick, and the puck slid right underneath it. But Notre Dame holds the zone. 20 seconds left. Now the Irish fail to hold the zone on a rim around, and Wisconsin again changes penalty killers. 15 seconds left on the Notre Dame power play. Drew Bavaro hustles into the Wisconsin zone, had it poke checked off his stick by Stang, and then Jared Moe elects to cover with his glove to the side of the net in a faceoff inside the Wisconsin zone. 9 seconds left on the 2-minute minor to Brock Caulfield.
May very well be the only time I'll ever be critical of Jared Moe, because there was nobody around him when he froze that puck. All it had to do was lift up his stick, and I'm pretty sure that Luke LeMaster would have been able to just fire that one down and kill off the remainder of this penalty.
Badgers PK at about 80% this season. Remember, the Badgers gave up 7 power play goals in the first 21 chances against this year, but so much better over the last 10, 12 games. Badgers fail to clear here. Boltman shot blocked by Erdahl. Badgers back at full strength. Caulfield out of the box. He'll stay on the ice. Luke LeMaster behind his own net. Rimmed it around. Blackman, Boltman that is. Read the play. Low right. Shot one in front. Turnaround shot now in front. Once, twice. Moe with a stop. Now covers. Couple of chances for Nico Jovanic. But Moe, right in his crease, didn't panic, didn't move. Eventually located the puck after a stop or two and then covered.
Yeah, when the puck was free like this, Erdahl had his head down, and had he realized that he had more time than he did, I think very wisely he would have just fired it down the center of the ice instead of onto the Notre Dame defenseman's stick.
Face off to the left of Mo. Finn Williams, freshman from North Vancouver, British Columbia, to take the draw against Wisconsin's Brock Caulfield, and the puck slides out to center. Ryan Helliwell is their extra skater. He's a defenseman from Burnaby, B.C. Former Trail Smoke Eater. Steal it, center by DeSaint Fowl. He comes in right wing, shoots one. Glove save made by Bischel, top of his crease, and a faceoff to come. Yeah, Lucius Helliwell coming down the left side, too, but he elected to shoot, which is fine. Go ahead.
Ryan Helliwell played for my favorite team in British Columbia, the Trail Smoke Eater Blazers, which is really good. He is a direct descendant of one of my neighbors in beautiful Spy Hill, Saskatchewan.
Oh.
His grandfather was one of the originators of the potash mines in Saskatchewan.
Really?
Yep.
Spy Hill, Saskatchewan. Population?
158.
Salute.
Yeah. There'd be a lot of people that would know how to play that song.
A hustle by Justin Janicki to beat Kerr to the puck in the Wisconsin zone down to our right. Kerr, though, then wins it free. Here's Charlie Stramel's first shift for the Badgers, out with Stang and Erdahl. Stramel, 4 goals, 7 points this season for the freshman. Steals and whistles. What a blocker save made by Bischel. Wow.
He got rid of it in a hurry, didn't he?
That was quite a release. Here's Primo now to the slot. Slaggart lost it. It bounces around. Lotch without his stick. Look out. Here's Plzeczinski, the defenseman, deep, carries it behind the Badgers' net, knocks Lotch over. Long-range shot out high by Notre Dame, blocked by Stang. Lotch thought about going right, peels back to his left, and an errant pass out to center, now controlled by the Fighting Irish. And now the Badgers have it right back as Janicki was pinned along the near side wall. No score, 5 minutes into the first. Neither team has been credited with a shot on goal, but that is not accurate.
No,
that'll be updated
whatsoever.
Here soon. Nope. On the scoreboard and on the stat broadcast, no shots on goal. So we'll just play along here for a while tonight. Blackman back at his own blue line. Goes D to D to Lieberman. And right back to Blackman. Former state champion at Hudson. Two-time All-State. Defensive player of the year in the state of Wisconsin. Then took his hockey career out east to UMass Lowell, and Jared Moe sliding left to right as Notre Dame centered it, pinballed around, and Moe, demonstrative in his movements, able to grab that puck and hang on.
If I'm not mistaken, it went off the Borlicki skate, and somebody skate right in front. Who's the big left-hander?
Lodge
was there. Must have been Lodge.
Yeah.
And wide open between the wickets.
Face off to the right of Moe, won by Notre Dame. Bavaro out high, waits and shoots and scores, and then twirls the blade of his stick. Junior Drew Bavaro, former all-conference player at Bentley in Atlantic Hockey, lets one rip from just inside the blue line, and Notre Dame failed to score last night on the board first here tonight.
Interesting how the play went. They lost the draw. Badgers lost the draw. As the puck goes out to the defenseman, Leo Malmquist was right in the shooting lane, and I got to give a lot of credit to the defenseman because he pulled it just a little bit off to the side so it wouldn't be blocked and caught the far right-hand corner.
So Drew Bavaro gets the goal, his third of the season. It comes at 5:32, and Notre Dame with a 1-0 lead. Bavaro, a young man who spent a couple of years at Bentley, was first-team all-conference a year ago. He had 9 goals and 27 points. That's excellent production, no matter what league you're in for
Correct.
A defenseman. Good stick by Wisconsin's Dominic Mersch. Ryder Rolston carried into the wall by Mersch. Wisconsin now with possession. LeMaster snaps off a headman pass for Robbie Newton, who's in the lineup again. Mersch back-checking, able to win the puck free. Malmquist trailed and then scooped it down deep into the Notre Dame zone. 1-0 Irish with the lead. Up at center now, Finn Williams. Kuhlman's a little off balance, but able to recover and shove him into the boards, and then pulls the puck free and then gave it away. And now Kuhlman's will track it down on the near side of the Wisconsin zone and clank it off the ice or glass and down. Erdahl in a foot race and icing waved off. Good hustle by Erdahl. Stramel will try to get to the puck on the right wing wall. Actually canceled out Ivanovic. Kuhlman's with it. Centering pass for Stang off of skater two, and then Sam hustled after it. Turnaround shot from the right wing, missed the net. It caromed up off the shelf, I think, and then hit the protective netting. And a faceoff to come. 13:05 to go in the opening period. Wisconsin trails Notre Dame 1-0. Our game title sponsor is Fastenal. Fastenal isn't just another B2B company. They are local people in our community. They support the Badgers, our military service members, and they are here to help. Customers come to them with problems and leave with solutions. It's that simple. Fastenal, where industry meets innovation.
Maybe an old guy like me with only one eye is not very good, but I thought Sam Stang just fired that one up and it went into the netting, and yet the faceoff was in Notre Dame zone.
Right.
I didn't think it touched anybody. Maybe it did. Maybe the goaltender did get a piece of it. I'm not sure, but
Notre Dame just iced
the puck, so we'll come back and start it all over again.
Right. Face off to the left of Bischel. Bischel's 652 saves this season, third most in the country. Number one in the country in saves is Dylan St. Cyr, who was Bischel's former teammate at Notre Dame and now at Michigan State after a year at Quinnipiac. Although St. Cyr got pulled today in Columbus, where Michigan State lost to Ohio State 6-0.
Ooh.
Up the middle, nice pass to Janicki. Fans off to his right and looks. Now he'll send it down to the corner. Slager tried to center. Broken up, though, with the help of Lindmark and Lotch. Lotch then muscled it to the near side wall and Slager after it there. Landon Slager, 2 goals, 4 points for the alternate captain. A preseason All-Big Ten honoree who had 12 goals and 26 points last season but just hasn't been able to get off the schneid. Tried a shot below the goal line after it came off the end boards, but It actually ricocheted towards Mo. Notre Dame doing a nice job getting the puck low on Wisconsin's defense. Here's Janicki now, right corner, out to the point. Blackman swings it left side. Lieberman, Bantle out on him. Center point now, Blackman runs into Bantle, falls down as he throws the puck to the corner. Daniel Lotch without a stick, trying to kick it off to Ben Dexheimer. And he'll able to find some open ice behind the net. Now reverses course, and Tyson Jugnauth will pick it up. Tell you, Notre Dame's come out with a little excitement here, trying to answer back after last night's 2-0 loss.
A little more jump, that's for sure.
Yep. Trevor Janicki carries into the Wisconsin zone. Lucius poked it free. It slides far side wall. Brock Caulfield there back out to center. Notre Dame is split each of its last 5 weekends of play. Split against Alaska last weekend, heading into this series here in Madison. Bavaro Steele there on side. Big right-handed defenseman puts it on the stick of Janicki. Couldn't hold on to it to the left of Jared Moe. Caulfield takes it, turns it over. Selinoff shot kicked out by Moe. Out to Bavaro. Left wing shot. They score again. 2 goals in the first 8 minutes and 52 seconds for Notre Dame. Up 2-0 here in Madison. That goal will go to Trevor Janicki. Janicki, the senior from Maple Grove, is fifth of the year.
That's the third time in the last two shifts that the Badgers have made a blind pass on the breakout, and Notre Dame's jumped on it. It's also the second time in the last two shifts that one of the Badger players had lost their stick.
Yep.
Okay, are we going to play with six? Oh, I thought maybe we were going to play with six guys.
Badgers had six skaters out there, but one of them, Captain Dominic Mersch, who asked the referee, Kenny Anderson, if he could go and talk with the Badgers head coach, Tony Granato. And Andy Brandt standing to the right of Tony in communication upstairs with Director of Hockey Operations Shane Connolly and videographer Zach Adamo. I think they were considering challenging that goal, but Tony told Anderson no, and the goal counts, and Notre Dame
out
with a 2-0 lead here in the first. Janicki from Bavaro and Silanoff at 8:52.
And now contact to the head. Rolson's going to take a shot. He took a shot at Erdahl, and I think he's going to make his way Well, maybe it wasn't Bolston. I'm sorry. Whoever 26 is on the far right wing.
Zach Plazinski. And he's taking a look at the scoreboard here.
Elbowing, I think.
Ooh, they might make this a five-minute major. I missed it, Ian. What did you see?
Well, Erdahl tried to sneak by on the boards, and as he dumped it in, all of a sudden there was a big elbow right in his ear. And so they will look at it to see if it was contact to the head or intentional contact to the head. Similar to the spearing call that they would call in football.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Targeting. 2-0 Notre Dame, a goal at 5:32 and another at 8:52. Wisconsin Badger Hockey brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how they're using their energy to power beyond. And American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit AmFam.com/Badgers all season long for exclusive content, features, and updates, Badger fan sweepstakes, and more. What'd you see?
I saw a stick to the head. He had his two hands up high, and Erdahl tried to get out of the way, and then all of a sudden, the first Notre Dame player went by Erdahl, and the second guy came in, and it looked like snapped his head back with contact to the head, in my opinion.
Remember in the series in Duluth in October, Wyatt Kaiser for Minnesota Duluth, after being out-hustled by Jack Gorniak, spun around, and with two hands swung his stick right into the side of the head of Gorniak and received a five-minute major and a game misconduct. We'll see what this call is here from the referee.
After review, Notre Dame number 26 assessed a two-minute penalty for elbowing.
Elbowing on Plazinski at 9:01.
Elbow must have had contact first, but his hands were way up in the air.
So Wisconsin will get a power play, and maybe the Badgers here can change the momentum of this game.
Yeah, I was about to say, if there's anything that will do that, it will be a power play. But they just haven't had the speed. They haven't created many turnovers in the offensive zone. And it's very hard to teach a power play to even go faster than just because you've got a man advantage doesn't mean you can slow down.
Only two shots on goal so far for Wisconsin, but a power play here brought to you by Court. Shot by Lucius, went off a stick or two, and a chance on a follow-up by Caulfield, and he pushed it wide.
Ouch. That went off of somebody, too, I think.
Yeah, Lucius's shot hit a few things and started trickling towards the net, and there was Caulfield, and he missed it.
He just kind of threw it at his pillows.
Here's D. St. Foul now. Badgers on the power play, 17% this season, 1-for-3 last night. Bantle got credit for the goal, originally credited to Tyson Jugnov. Bantle in the corner. Out to the right point, and Lucius. Notre Dame extending its penalty killers out to the walls and the blue line. Lucius now, center point, Jugnov. Left-hander back to Lucius. Cross-ice, D-Saint foul, point pass, and it draws Jugnov back out to center. Off the mark, so Wisconsin has to touch up. Notre Dame's penalty kill about 79%, and the Badgers almost turn it over. Now they do at the blue line. Look out, Trevor Janicki, potential breakaway. Cruz Lucius back, trying to help, and a shot coming. Mo got his stick on it, but a hook on Lucius to come. Delayed penalty. Now the whistle blows, and we've got a penalty shot coming up. They say that Lucius interfered with Janicki, who had a clear path to the net, a penalty shot for Notre Dame. Wow.
I hate to say it, but that's the last guy I would want to take a penalty shot. I could pick about 20 other players at Notre Dame that I wouldn't like to have, but this guy, he can score.
Wow. I'm surprised by that. You think he deserved a penalty shot?
I'm not sure.
Janicki, Lucius was behind him, but not that far behind, and actually caught up and engaged with him. Got his stick up a little bit on Janicki, and they're going to give him a penalty shot.
That's the first for a long time for me.
Trevor Janicki, who's already got a goal tonight, comes in right-hander and whistles one wide. Mo may have gotten his stick on it, but I don't think so. He came around from the left and then hard towards the net, and near the hash marks, he shot it wide. So the Badgers remain on the power play. Lucius will get a hooking penalty, by the way, at 10-10, but they took the penalty shot, so no power play for Notre Dame. Wisconsin remains on the man advantage.
I wish they'd make that an option for all of them. Oh. You can either take a penalty shot or you can serve the two-minute. That'd be pretty cool.
All right, so the Badgers avoid a 3-0 hole on the power play for another 40 seconds. Sam Stang comes across the line, drops it left point. Kuhlemans throws it behind the net. Erdahl able to get his stick on it. Can't control it yet. Boltman does for Notre Dame. Got it off to Helliwell, and he's able to fling it all the way down. And the Badgers looks like they'll have one more crack on this quartz power play. Trailing 2-0, 9:20 to go in the first. Ben Dexheimer, left wing Kuhlemans. He'll fire it left corner to right. Touched a bit by Bischel as it goes to the far side. Stramel trying to reach over the top of Brinkman. Charlie a little bit taller, but Brinkman's a pretty large young man, too. Here's Kuhlemans now, left side. Dexheimer, 1 second left. Notre Dame back at full strength. Straight away at Stang. He'll shoot one off the stick of Bavaro off the glass behind the net. He'll track it down. They try to clear, and they will. Plazinski throws it to open ice through center, and back to get it now is Dexheimer. So the Badgers 0-for-1 on the power play. Notre Dame with a 2-0 lead, 8:40 left in the opening period. Newton tried to carry through traffic, lost it, got rubbed off, and now here's Hunter Strand. He stick-handled around Kerr, but got some help from Charlie Stramel with his back pressure. The Badgers Kerr headmans to Malmquist, center ice pass for Newton too far. Dominic Mersch now trying to forecheck Lieberman. Turnover. Here's Newton. Backhand shot didn't get through. He tried to go forehand then as the puck was loose in the circle and he fell down. Now Lieberman for Notre Dame. Colorado Avalanche draft choice, a seventh rounder in 2017. 27 points as a senior for Lieberman. 6 goals. He's got 5 already this year with 13 points. 2-0 Notre Dame under 8 minutes to go in the first.
He doesn't turn the puck over very often. No. He's pretty smooth.
Yep. Here's Blackman now. 3 years at Lowell before joining the Irish. This is his second and final collegiate season with Notre Dame. And a shot towards Moe from long range. And an easy stop for Moe, and he will cover. 7:45 left in the first period. Notre Dame trying to get a split on the road. Leads Wisconsin 2-0. From the American Family Insurance broadcast booth, this is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Bedroom too hot, basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
Wisconsin Badger Hockey brought to you by Cleary Building Corp. We protect what you value. Visit clearybuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. 2-0 Notre Dame. Goals by Drew Bavaro and Trevor Janicki. About 3.5 minutes apart. Wisconsin on the move into the Notre Dame zone. Matthew DeSaint foul spins it back behind the nets. Jake Boltman, the defenseman, rimmed it around. The Badgers throw it back towards the cage. It goes off a stick and out of play and a faceoff inside the Notre Dame zone.
Badgers doing a lot more instead of stick-to-stick breakout or even when they get deep into the zone, going to a lot of dump-ins and dumping to soft areas, forcing the defenseman to go back, hopefully with a Badger right on his tail.
Lindmark to take the face off against Chase Primo, son of
the
Keith
legendary
Primo.
Keith.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, he played a long time.
15 years in the NHL. Chase Primo was an all-conference player in the NCHC a couple of years ago. Here's Gorniak as he skates from behind the net, tried to wrap it around with a backhand, and Bischel had a protected stick save on the near side. Gorniak falls down, puck bouncing around a little bit, and Slaggard pulls it free and goes back to the defenseman Plazinski, who hammers it all the way around. Good read by Kuhlemans, held the zone at the right point. Now here's Gorniak, blind pass towards the middle of the ice in front of the cage intended for Bantle, broken up by Notre Dame.
Korniak still trying to dig it free. Now Kuhlemans, he turns and shoots one off the stick of Vantilon. Golan Bischel made the stop. Best offensive pressure to date for the Badgers tonight. But now Notre Dame takes the puck. Primo, Slaggart, low left. Slaggart in the corner. Out towards the high slot. Bavaro couldn't handle. Boltman did and spun it back down deep. Borlicki moved it along to the far side wall. Jovanovic had it there, lost it, but Notre Dame still with possession. Slaggart now, right wing, he carries it. The left-hander back behind the cage, slowed by Kuhlemans, who